You're sitting in a busy classroom. The teacher is talking, other kids yelling, and it's all just getting a bit too much. And then you head outside and reset with the help of therapy chickens.
Yeah, it feels really peaceful and calming with nature and stuff like that. They see them scratching around in the dirt and, you know, rolling around in the dirt, petting them, like, talking to them. They actually do talk back as well. Like, you talk to them and they'll be, like, looking back at you and stuff like that. So it is really cute. They help me specifically, I guess, because, you know, it's just good for, like, brain breaks, I guess, when we're having, like, you know, we'd be doing a lot of work and then sometimes we, like, need a break, so we go out, like, feed the chickens, pet them, like, you know, get the eggs, stuff like that.
Finn Johnston is a Year 11 student, and the school's therapy chickens started life at his house.
They were actually given to us by a kindergarten my brother used to go to. We decided to take them because my brother, my sister and I have like anxiety and stuff like that. We unfortunately couldn't keep them like at home because we moved houses and we have a smaller backyard, and we decided that wasn't fair on them. But the school also happened to be like looking for like chickens and stuff like that. So I was like, oh, well, you know, if we take the chickens here, like they can still do good, be well looked after, so I'd still be able to see them, so it was nice.
The school's principal, Jade McKenzie, jumped at the chance to rehome the chickens.
We'd been looking at therapy dogs previously, but however, we weren't allowed to have therapy dogs due to being a shared service with the camp school. Chickens offer a lower allergy rate, and there's quite a few studies on how chickens have helped people with mental health and anxiety. So really for us, it was a no-brainer. The staff were all on board. So we did everything we possibly could to make them their new home. We are a school that works specifically with at-risk youth. So the students who are enrolled here have all made the choice to come here because mainstream education has not been successful for them for whatever reason. Without the chickens, I think that would be a big void in a lot of the students' lives.
I feel like these chickens really, like, connected with us, you know? I feel like people, you know, give them a bad rep because they're, you know, stereotypically dumb animals, but, you know, I feel like they have, you know, a good level of emotional intelligence.
Now, you're in Year 11 at the moment, Year 12 next year. Are you going to be trying to find excuses to come back and pet the chickens when you graduate?
I might just do. My siblings go to the school, I don't know if they will or not, but if they do, you know, definitely I'll see if I can come back, sneak in, you know?